Snaldic Podcasts. Frequently Asked Questions. One of my EAL learners can read the words on the page, but doesn't really understand what they are reading. What can you recommend to help this learner?
Research around phonics suggests that bilingual learners have no more problems with the mechanics of decoding than monolingual children. However, first language speakers of English generally know how English works by the time they start school. This means they know how different words are put together, for example, in a sequence, within a clause, or a sentence. Bilingual learners, on the other hand, will be learning this at the same time as they are learning to read. This means that bilingual pupils' reading comprehension may be held up at the clause or sentence level, even if the individual words have been recognised. Learning to read for meaning will be a much longer process than simply learning to decode. Good ideas include selecting age-appropriate reading material which match the cognitive level of the learner. Using text with visual prompts, illustrations, or other support such as glossaries will also be useful. Pre-reading a text with an adult where keywords are discussed and explained will also improve access to meaning during whole class reading. This can also provide an opportunity to teach a wider range of strategies for understanding texts, such as reading for general meaning, working out meanings of words from the context, comparing other familiar words with the same root, or identifying similar words in first language. Providing one or two key questions with a specific focus can also help to direct the student to concentrate on particular areas within a text, rather than being disheartened that they may be unable to understand all of it. Participation in shared reading with expressive readers allows further clues to the meaning through the skillful use of intonation and tone of voice. Reading or talking partners can also provide invaluable support in terms of the dialogue between learners.